Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, NXT's move to Tuesdays has been confirmed. New Japan unveils their new World Heavyweight title. WWE is planning a major change to the kickoff shows. We have an update from the Road Dogg, Jesse James, and a Starfleet captain enters the Hall of Fame. We preview Impact Wrestling also, but first, Andrade shot hard on his WWE departure, and we have the details. Larson, what's in the news?
So as we discussed on yesterday's news brief, Andrade conducted his first interview since his WWE release last night on Lucha Libre Online's Facebook page and went into extensive detail about his last days with the company and what led to his departure. And many thanks to our awesome mod, Maggie.
Oh, the best.
For listening to the interview and translating it on her Twitter yesterday.
Maggie's great. She's the one who got me this awesome poster of shirtless fake Kenny Omega and Don Callis. That yeah. Now hangs up in my office as an obligation because she's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
This is in my office.
It's a great post
for my entire.
I wish I had one. I wish I had one over there
no,
on that wall in my bedroom.
You don't at all.
I don't. Maybe someday. Anyways, so here are some kind of there's a lot interesting in it. A lot of interesting stuff. And here's the stuff relating primarily to what led to his departure. So he said last October. He asked for time off to get eye surgery. He was fully recuperated by November, yet he wasn't asked to return until February. But still, he was there, nothing to do, even though he had pitched ideas to creative before his return. And he points to a conversation with Randy Orton mm-hmm. about why he wasn't being used as, in some way, inspiring or motivating his decision to leave. He goes into the timeline of asking for his release and eventually getting it. Says about 15 days ago, he asked for his release on a Monday. I think he said the next day he tested positive for COVID. A week later, he was granted his release. Prior to that, though, prior to requesting his release, apparently a WWE doctor called Charlotte and told her she was pregnant and pulled her from her storyline. Charlotte then took several pregnancy tests, all of which came back negative. She wasn't pregnant.
That's weird.
I know there
are chemical indications that would suggest a pregnancy.
Yes, and we'll get to that in a second because Charlotte issued a statement about that too. And when they told WWE of her test results, apparently WWE didn't apologize for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrade mentions that it, quote, happened to other talents as well.
You get a baby and you get a baby. So, hey, Drew McIntyre, guess what? You're pregnant, buddy.
You're pregnant. So Charlotte, I think through her management or her team, issued a statement about that particular part of the interview, offering us some clarification. And I believe it was Andrew McCarthy who posted this on Twitter. This is the statement from Charlotte Flair's team. Quote, what Manny said about the pregnancy test in today's interview was true, but a significant amount of context is lost in translation. We like to clear that up as best we can. A few weeks ago, Charlotte received a call from WWE Medical telling her that her HCG levels had come back high and she was being medically suspended for pregnancy. That day, she took several home tests that all came back negative. A few days later, blood work and ultrasound confirmed there was no pregnancy. This was before any issues with COVID. She is currently medically cleared. This put a lot in context for her, mainly how small a woman's career window is. The men are able to work well into their 50s, while the women are seen as older in their early 30s, even. For an athlete in her prime, these years mean everything. Her issue was with the process and how the information was relayed as opposed to the information itself. Mm-hmm. And so Andrade was asked about Charlotte being pulled from WrestleMania promotion, taken off the poster and whatnot. Andrade said he had some information but didn't want to disclose it for fear that doing so could affect Charlotte negatively. He added that he hopes Charlotte doesn't face any consequences due to his departure. Says that she has the upcoming movie project, the Walking Tall remake on USA. She has a lot of doors opened for her in a lot of places. He also confirmed that he is, in fact, available to take bookings and mentions Mexico, Puerto Rico, Chile, and Japan as destinations he'd like to go, and adds that he has been in talks with companies. There's a lot more. He talks about the being stuck in Saudi Arabia, has some great things to say about Drew McIntyre working with him. There's a lot there.
Yeah, it was interesting. One of the more interesting things that I saw in Maggie's thread here was when his NXT title match between Drew McIntyre was supposed to be between Drew and Adam Cole, but they changed it to him and Drew. He said, according to Maggie's thread here, she says that he speculates it was Triple H's decision. I had read also on Twitter. So, for example, there's this person, I think they were translating, Micro the Main Man at Microman Fever. Says Andrade said it was never in the plans for him to become NXT champion. Says they thought Adam Cole was too small to wrestle Drew for the title, so they went with him to transfer the belt. So I don't know. Maybe there was something lost in translation. I'm not sure exactly if that was said. I'm kind of curious to look more into that.
So what is it, rather than having Cole beat Drew for the title, went from Drew to Andrade to Aleister to Ciampa to Gargano, then to Cole.
That doesn't really seem to make sense.
Well, you know, so they might have said, okay, we'll do it that way. Plans change, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was when Andrade defended the title against Gargano is when they really kicked off the Gargano-Ciampa feud.
They decided to change course then, too. You also have to think that he's explaining it the best he can. Number one, even if English is your primary language, you speak it perfectly, understand it perfectly, trying to understand what's going on at WWE is probably a nightmare. You know what I mean? So, like, this is probably to the best of his recollection, to the best of his understanding, which I imagine is probably pretty good. But given, like, what you said, how plans always change, things are always happening. It took the long route to get back to Adam Cole.
Well, Based on how Maggie translated it in her Twitter feed, I guess he talked about Triple H asking about him.
Yeah, there was some
about
weird
Andrade
stuff there
being
too,
cleared,
yeah.
And he's like, "Wait, he's cleared?"
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I mean, it seems like on a lot of levels, WWE is mm-hmm. like really dysfunctional.
I just feel like there's a lot of moving pieces, and management never has really seemed to be their strong suit. You know, it's like yeah. They're not bringing in project managers. They're bringing in like former wrestlers to do stuff. And so I don't know, man. I mean, look, once again, it boils down to they have a process that has netted them several billion-dollar deals. Why would they ever change that? Because things seem weird. So, yeah. But no, there's a lot of interesting stuff. We posted Maggie's thread in the description. So definitely mm-hmm. click on her Twitter account.
Yes.
Give her a follow.
Yes, check that out.
And
by all means, yes.
Anyways, moving on. WWE has confirmed NXT's move to Tuesday. So it's been rumored for weeks, man, but it's finally been confirmed by WWE. NXT's moving to Tuesdays. WWE announced the move today, which was part of a multi-year extension to air the Black and Gold brand on the USA Network. As previously reported, NXT will start on Tuesday, April the 13th. NBC Universal executive Francis Burick commented on the move and said this: "By transitioning NXT to a Tuesday time slot where WWE has performed well in the past, we are giving our passionate fan base more of what they love with back-to-back nights of exhilarating live programming." And John, I added that last part. So once again, this is how it works. We will be doing our NXT recaps on Wednesdays at noon, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, so that we can have at least one night where we don't have to worry about live streaming stuff and we won't go insane.
Because we're going to keep doing Impact.
On top of that,
foreseeable future, and that's on Thursdays, yes.
Which is chill time, which is great.
Yeah.
But on top of that, it allows us, for those of you who might not be able to make our nightly Twitch streams, which nightly for us, that could be any number of hours across the world for you guys. It shifts that over like 12 hours, or I guess a little bit longer, 16 hours for you guys. If that's when you can make a Twitch stream, because we like doing these Twitch live streams, good for community stuff. And it's just, I have much more fun reviewing NXTs on like the next day anyways, because it's just like, it's beginning the day. It's chill. We laugh a lot during them. It's a blast. It's one of my favorite things to do.
All right, let's talk about this. So,
speaking of Impact, we're going to do a preview in a bit. But that is, we are going to continue to do that on Thursdays when it moves
as of
2 weeks from now. Because next week is
opposite TakeOver. We're going to cover TakeOver then 2 weeks from now. Yes. So let's move on to this. So New Japan Pro Wrestling, they showed off the new IWGP World Heavyweight title last night. During last night's Road to Sakura Genesis show. And it's different. Sporting a larger, I guess, crown-shaped center plate that is inspired by previous IWGP heavyweight titles. It's met with, a less than enthusiastic response online. Now, I read New Japan's pretty thorough write-up about the various aspects of the new title that were inspired by previous titles. And I read that. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I appreciate they incorporate all this stuff. The detail, when they do close-up shots, the detail is impressive. Here's the thing. That main plate is just a weird shape.
Yeah, a lot of people have likened it to the Divas Championship. I saw one amazing image where it basically took Cody's American Nightmare tattoo and put it on there.
And it fit perfectly. It's an odd shape. It's an odd shape for a main plate. Now, that part is jarring. It's just jarring because we're not used to something being kind of, I don't know, it's almost kind of like a pentagon. It's almost like five sided.
Well, it's like a crown on a head.
Yeah,
it's kind of what it looks like too. If two of the points of the pentagon are ears, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting shape title. Like, I think the detail is damn impressive. And a lot of people on Twitter said this, and I agree that when you go from having arguably the most beautiful title in all professional wrestling,
not arguably.
The IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Any change, any significant change is going to be seen as a step down.
The previous title looked like something you would see in the museum. It was like, and I'm not talking about Chase Owens, like the Crown Jewels. It looked like something that had, and I understand that like it has sort of a weird history going back to like 2006, Shinsuke, Brock, all that stuff. But it looks like something that is rich with history. I'm not gonna crap on this because I the other title looked like the professional wrestling title. It looked like the professional. It looked like that's what you go after. And I don't know, man. I can't help but think like all these weird decisions. New Japan. I feel like New Japan needs to redo their last 12 months. To be honest, they need to go back to Wrestle Kingdom from last year. Pre-pandemic Wrestle King, because that's when Naito won both those titles, right?
Yeah.
And you go back to there, and you take Raw Gate technology, go back in time, and just rebook this year. Rebook the past year and change.
You know what? Just don't have Evil beat Naito for those titles.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I mean,
don't do that.
I mean, the ascent of Jay White's been pretty great. Jay White's like my favorite thing.
There's been some good stuff. Like Kota Ibushi, his story of the last year has been
that story has actually been really good, yeah. But like, you know, I don't know. It's
there's been some interesting calls. Yes, I understand your point.
Yeah, I mean, I like that they're working with Impact. let's see here. What is this? This is breaking news to me. WWE planning major kickoff show. Oh yeah, I saw this. WWE planning major kickoff show changes for
breaking
Mania.
News that you saw an hour ago.
So WWE apparently wants to make the first entrance at Mania this year a huge deal, and according to WrestleVotes, they may be willing to sacrifice a pre-show match or two to get it. The numbers don't lie. Hearing something interesting.
This is from WrestleVotes, yes.
Actually, from WrestleVotes' tweet. WWE may not feature a match on the WrestleMania kickoff show for Noche Uno for night one, as the first entrance back in front of fans is being looked at as a huge deal. not decided at all, but definitely a conversation happening within creative.
You know who's gonna be the first entrance, right?
Don't tell me Shane McMahon. You think it's gonna be Shane?
No.
Vince?
No.
Vince?
It'll be Hogan.
You're right. You're 1,000% right. You're 1,000% right. That's what they're gonna wheel out in front of fans. You know what they should do? They should just what they need to do is like permanently retire current iteration of Hulk Hogan. Bring that kid who did the Hogan impression from Raw. Bring him in, and he could be the new Hulk Hogan. Clean slate Hogan. You own the IP. Well, he probably owns the IP, but you can bring him in. You know, license the IP from Hulkster, and sure. It could be that little kid. That'd be amazing. That'd be great. Titus puts him up on his shoulders. You're
100% going to be Hogan. At first, 1,000% like, all right, WrestleMania fans are back, and you hear Hogan's theme. Ugh, this is how we're starting things.
Oh, the crowd's going to pop. They're going to pop huge. They're going to pop huge. I know, dude. I know. It's wrestling, though. Oh, man. So we got some good news about Road Dogg Jesse James. Larson, what's going on with him?
So we talked about this yesterday as well. Over the weekend, Road Dogg's wife posted on Facebook that he may have suffered a heart attack late last week. Now his wife, Tracy, provided an update on his condition today, also on Facebook, saying that he had no blockages, I'm assuming in his arteries or heart, and that would be heading home from the hospital today as well. Still more tests to be done, apparently, but it's good to hear that, you know, hopefully no blocked arteries, and it's good to hear he'll be headed home.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Scott Armstrong, his brother, Armstrong also said, let's see here, there's still work to do. As of today, the future's bright. Thanks for all the positive vibes. Okay, so no real like details there. I just remember seeing a tweet from him. So so that's cool. Hopefully he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Hope so. Oh man, this is great.
You're excited about this one,
man. The ideas for Steve Books, the Wrestling Classic Money in the Bank, or Steve Books WrestleMania 2 are firing away. Now that we've got a brand new inductee into the Hall of Fame, this is what the celebrity wing right here.
It's an interesting approach. It's an interesting approach they're taking with this one specifically.
So this is interesting. Okay, I didn't see this part of it. So WWE, this is great, seemingly taking a page from Star Trek 4. WWE has traveled back in time and retroactively made William Shatner an inductee of the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2020. So yeah. He wasn't announced last year.
Nope.
They're announcing him this year for last year.
Yeah, they got that Klingon bird of prey, warp speed around the sun, went back in time.
You can do that, you know. Of course, Shatner has made sporadic appearances in WWE since 1995, most recently narrating the great NXT series Breaking Ground, which is great. But you know what? Yeah. Screw that show, because that's the show they tricked Cal into that room and fired him in front of the cameras.
Yeah, that part sucks.
That part sucks, man. And then years later, he comes up to me. Hey, how's it going? I'm Cal Jack. I'm a big fan of your show. I'm like, oh, thanks. You're a huge man. Why do you look familiar? And a friendship was born.
I know. Cal's great.
Cal's the best.
Cal's amazing. Man.
You know what else is amazing? Impact Wrestling. We're going to be doing our live show, our live stream of it on our show tonight on twitch.tv/Steven Larson.
Something like that, yeah.
Not always smooth, man. We've got James Storm versus Eric Young. I thought he was injured. Did that happen as a result of
tapings?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Eesh. I don't know if it's this match in particular, but at some point during this taping, yeah, he tore his ACL.
Oh.
Also, Larry D versus Sammy Callahan.
Oh, wow. Also, Ace Austin and Man Fulton versus TJP and Josh Alexander, you know.
And Suicide versus Brian Myers.
Oh, man. That's going to be good. I wonder if Matt Cardona is going to have anything
to be under
to
that
with
costume,
it.
Huh?
He's going to just be old Jack.
He's 6'4", 250-pound Suicide.
It always kills me when like WWE guys go to these promotions, which are by and large like, you know, 5'11" guys. They show up and they're just jacked.
Enormous.
Oh, man. So enormous. Today, before we leave you guys, number one, if you would so politely give us a thumbs up. hit that subscribe button. That always goes a long way towards helping the channel if you feel we deserve a thumbs up. You guys can go now if you want. However, I just wanted to bring up this last thing. It is the 30th.
Oh, yes, please do.
It's the 30th, Larson. And that means that the end of the latest Patreon cycle is coming up. Patreon.com/StephenLarson. In case you didn't know, for the $20 tier over at Patreon.com/StephenLarson, you can get your hands on the Friendo Care Package. And it includes the official Going In Raw comic book.
Ooh.
With a full color adventure.
Let me tell you something.
Featuring
Stephen Larson. It's a story that can only be told within the pages of a comic book. It would cost way too much money to make that into a major motion picture. I'm talking billions upon billions of dollars.
Billions upon billions upon billions of dollars. Also, as for as long as they last, gee whiz, I got a lot of stuff going on over here. Oh, here we go.
Are those the 8x10s?
You get these. No, we'll restock those when we need new ones. You get the sticker pack with Stephen Larson's Chuck.
Oh, that's the original logo sticker there, too.
And then you also get the original logo sticker. I throw in a current logo sticker that's glow-in-the-dark. You also do get the aforementioned 8x10, whatever I did with that. Well, there's an 8. Oh, here we go. Hold on. Right here somewhere. There we go. It's an 8x10 with Stephen Larson right here. It's actually on glossy thick stock. This one's not. You're not going to get this one. This is on thin paper. You get a nice one.
That's basically, like printed on somebody's laser jet printer there.
Yeah. You also get, for as long as these last, you get these temporary tattoos at the $20 mark.
The same exact tattoo I had to wear for a week after losing media predictions last year.
Exactly. You also get the Friendo Club Wolfpack sticker. And if you move up, to the $50 mark, you get an additional Friendo Club sticker that's a hologram. Or this is glitter, actually. Now it's glitter. It's glittery.
Well, and it's got a little holographic action going on there, too, and glitter.
Yeah, it's glitter and hologram. And then you get this Friendo Club shirt here.
Ooh.
It's a beautiful, beautiful screen-printed shirt with white, sort of a teal blue, and an orange.
Uh-huh.
Orange.
Yeah.
Like rust orange on it. It's a beautiful looking shirt. So that's $50. But if you want it soon, you got to put in your pledge at patreon.com/StephenLarson.
Like today or tomorrow.
Even at the $5 mark, you get access to all of our bonus content. We do 3 bonus episodes live every single week. And then we're working on doing a monthly movie club with the Friendos as well. So it's a good deal and it helps support the show. Think about checking it out, patreon.com/StephenLarson.
Oh, lost your camera.
My camera said no. Really? My camera just left to go to the Patreon, Larson, so we got to go too.
Wow.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Stephen Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/StephenLarson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/StephenLarson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/StephenLarson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.